Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But we're going to talk today. We're going to hear from Dinesh D'Souza. It's so important. It's refreshing to know, you know, because when you move prophetically, which means you're moving before something happens, you're talking about what's going to happen. And this can be very discouraging because it's not yet happening, but right. You got to talk about it. And everybody normally ridicules you, like, what are you talking about? You know, it's not going to happen.
Prophets are never recognized in their generation, right?
It's only and then you finally get to the thing manifesting, and God says, now I want you to begin to prophesy this next thing. Like, we're just here. Let's enjoy it.
Let's camp here, right?
And so we hear Dinesh D'Souza. We've been talking about this for years with VFN KB, VFN Kingdom Business. I know that Lance Walno talks about the seven mountain strategies, and we talk about God's called us to go into all the world and to tell people about Him, the good news. And He said, go make disciples of the nations, not just an individual, but the nation. And to do that, you got to be able to impact all seven cultures of that nation. I mean, whoever's producing the television programs, they're the ones discipling the nation.
Right.
One man said, I think it was Muggery that said this, I believe. He said, I'm not worried about the history books or the books. Tell me who writes the songs, and those are the people that are writing history.
And so we're talking about the business mountain. Yes. We're talking about education, government, family, arts and entertainment,
media.
So the whole spectrum of society, not just what's happening
in the church.
Because
we can do church.
Oh, we've got that.
But can we can be light in the light, but can we be light in the darkness? Mm. And so this is Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh D'Souza is speaking specifically to the particular lady that she says, listen, the people who are liberal in regards to how they perceive the kingdom or they receive a nation outside of God, she says they already have their sense of righteousness. It's a different righteousness than God, but they understand what they believe and they're shooting for it. But she's saying the church, when you talk to the church, they don't have a clear understanding of what we're supposed to do. As a matter of fact, this is the question being asked, and listen how Dinesh D'Souza, the former president of King's College
in New York.
He is the huge documentaries he's produced about understanding America and just a bright light for Jesus Christ. Let's go there now.
Liberals, they have their own sense of righteousness. They have a true sense of justice. It's just very different from ours. And they have a real set of core principles. And our country has come so far, and the church is utterly confused on even biblical values, a biblical worldview, that I find it's actually easier for me to talk to someone in the secular world than a pastor of a church. Can you comment on the role of pastors of the church in America? Because when I look at, if we just had unity amongst ourselves, we could take back this country.
I mean, I do think that the pastor in some ways today is in a difficult position in secular culture, because pastors study the Bible. They go to divinity school. And yet sitting in their own pews are lots of people who are engineers and scientists and are reading about the Higgs boson and the God particle. And this is not something pastors know anything about. So they're disconnected in some ways from the great explosion of knowledge in the world, in brain science, in astrophysics, but also in economics. So I think that there's an important task to be done in importing that kind of knowledge, either educating the pastors or creating church structures where non-pastors can come in and address the ways in which theological issues relate to economic issues, political issues, scientific issues, and so on. Otherwise, you're basically creating, you could call it, you know, Christians on Sunday and secular people the rest of the week.
That's so important, because you think about it, you know, God's called us to go into the nations. He called us to go into the nations. Think about this. God has called us to go into the nations, but yet we're going into this building or this place and we get together and go, oh, I'm just so glad to see you. You know, I was struggling all week long trying to get to this particular place and I finally got here. And what happens is their entire week was engulfed in darkness. They were fighting, they were struggling, there was, you know, their workplace, they were struggling, all these different things were taking place. And the whole thing is that God's called you to be light where you were.
That's right.
Yes, we go there and get encouraged when we get together in our fellowship, but He said to go into all the world. He didn't just say the men of the cloth to go, or the evangelist to go, or the missionary to go. Every one of us He called us to go. to be discipled and go make disciples. And when we've left that, and that's one thing that we talk about at VFNKB all the time, these mountains, the seven mountain strategy, so important. It's not like a good concept of some strategy of some human strategy. This is actually what the Lord told us to do. And you look at Revelations, Revelation says that God's mountain will be put over the mountains of men. Mm. And so the whole thing is that he wants to establish his kingdom here on earth. Remember, he said, told his disciples to pray. He says, Father, I pray that your kingdom would come here as it is in heaven.
And
right?
he does that through his ambassadors, his Correct. Emissaries, who's that's us.
Right.
We're supposed to take him, the gospel, and this light into every aspect. And I love what Dinesh is saying, because he's saying, look, amongst us in our fellowships are people from all different backgrounds, educations. We need to be relatable to them and to the people that they encounter in their everyday lives.
Right. So you don't have to be a scientist, but you got to appreciate the scientist.
Sure.
You don't have to be an engineer, but you have to appreciate. If you, this is what happens. If you appreciate someone, you're taking the time to learn about it. Like John and I, we're always wanting to know more things that's going on, and we're interested in it. And so some people get their one job and they're interested in that one thing that takes care of their own personal needs, and they're not looking outside of that.
Get out the box, right?
Get out of the box. Jesus is out of the box. There's a particular book called Jesus Left the Building.
Yeah.
And remember when Jesus was walking the streets, God in the flesh, Jesus, Emmanuel, was walking the streets. People stayed in the buildings, and the people who were running the buildings were rebuking Jesus in the street, saying, you're stirring things up. You're rebellious. You know, you're not welcomed in this place. And it's like, he's
By Jesus. What authority do you come
with? He's God. He's Emmanuel, God in the flesh. And so we can get so caught up in what we're doing that we can lose. And this is a big thing we'll be talking about when we get back from this break. But think about this. If you know, the kingdom is forever, you know, Jesus wins. He wins now. He's already won on the cross, and it's going to be great, the church. The thing is, America's not guaranteed tomorrow. Mm. And many people right now, if you're in another nation, you may know this, or you may not know this, but if America goes dark, if we just surrender America over to darkness, the whole world, they say if America sneezes, the rest of the world catches cold.
Yeah.
And so it's because God has blessed America, and America's, you know, economy is moving and giving. It's one of the kindest nations probably there is monetarily.
Absolutely,
And World War I, World War II, no matter what they taught people in school, the truth is, you know, that as we talked about earlier in our previous programs, that, you know, America went out and saved the world. Yeah.
No matter what catastrophe, natural disaster happens anywhere in the world, you can almost rest assured that not only our government will be there, but American citizens will be there with their dollars and often volunteering.
It's a $20 trillion economy, right? Something like that?
Deficit or debt.
No, debt, but our economy itself is like a $20 trillion. It's just a huge economy, which means lots of ways to bless a lot of people. You know, God is blessing. But I want to encourage you that get connected to VFNKB. It's important. We're not talking about, we want to send you a newsletter so you can see what's going on. We want to connect with you. See, your success is our success. Our success is your success. And our success together is kingdom success. We have to unify under the King, Jesus, to be able to go into the mountains and begin to empower actors and business people, to be able to empower the educator, be able to empower the sports figures. And there's a lot of sports figures that are rising up today and honoring God. This is so important. We need to honor them the way we would honor a minister that's ministering in the church building. Honor that player that works, that plays on the first base, that says, I love Jesus, I'm a follower of Jesus. He's a bright light.
Yeah. We've been preparing for you because we have a gift for you. Greg wrote a great book.
Yes.
I Will Fight, Strategies for Success. And we want to give it to you by going to VFNKB.com, fill out the information, and you'll get it. Listen, you have to be successful, and we're going to give you these strategies to implement in your everyday life so that you can advance the kingdom no matter where you are and on any platform.
And it requires a fight. It's a good fight of faith, and it's a pre-release state right now, so you'll sign up and you'll get it when it's being released. But listen, I want to give you some strategies, like John said, to be able to fight. Connect with us. Not only that, go to vfnkb.com and click on Partner Now and connect. And let's connect. We've got so many things we want to do together. We believe God is going to lead us.
It's a movement.
It is truly a movement that's required to be able to impact the nations. And this is so important. We're talking today and hearing from Dinesh D'Souza, speaking specifically about, you know, how we're called to go into the nations and how to impact the nations, not just to be all churchy and all religious. We're called to be a person and to listen, to connect, and to empathize. One thing Jesus did, He's not a high priest who is unable to empathize with folks, but yet he went through what everybody went through, yet without sin. So he actually wanted to connect with us and connect with what, how we're feeling and what we're doing. And we have to do that to people in different industries in the Seven Mountains.
You've got to be able to relate.
Yes.
And if you're not relatable, then you become isolated, you know?
And there's nobody. This is what Dinesh is saying, and it's true. I mean, we're doing it here. Notice what we're doing at VFN TV, at VFN KB, that he's saying nobody's doing it. This, by you partnering with us, this is what we're doing together. You know, think about it. But you can't. Who do you call to come represent Christianity on CNN or Fox News?
Sure.
Well, you can call Dinesh, but who else can you call? Let's go join Dinesh now.
In today's culture, we have to realize that these fights don't just occur in church, and they don't just occur in the political arena. I mentioned the university campus. To me, one of the things that Christians, and by extension, I would say this is also true in politics, this is true of conservatives, of Republicans. By and large, while we have been focusing on our own lives, on our work, and sometimes on elections, which occur every 2 or 4 years, our political adversaries, this is the secular left, has been focusing on taking over all the major institutions of our culture. Remember, a culture operates through, let's call them megaphones. That's how you get information out. And one of the problems is that that radical secularism owns most of the big megaphones in our culture today. What are those megaphones? Number one, Hollywood. Number two, Broadway. Number three, comedians. I'm thinking of Colbert, Jon Stewart, Bill Maher. So they have Colbert, they have Jon Stewart, they have Bill Maher. We have nobody, nobody, and nobody. Not good. A lot of young people get their ideas from these guys. And then we have the universities, and then we have elementary and secondary education. These are huge megaphones. And so, in some senses, even if we have the best ideas, the best information, the true faith, we don't have the ability to broadcast it out into secular culture. We can broadcast it in the church. We can communicate to our own children. But in the culture, our voice is very, very dim. Even take Christian apologetics. There are about 24 Christian apologists who are fairly prominent in America today. Not one of them is in secular society. All of them are in the church. They speak at the pastor's conference, they speak at the youth conference, and they should. But how often do you see a Christian apologist on CNN, on MSNBC, on writing an op-ed in the New York Times? In other words, what is the presence of the Christian argument in non-Christian culture? Very, very thin. And so this is why our side is on the defensive. We are losing our kids to their side. We're not winning their kids over to our side. It's kind of a one-sided hemorrhaging of the faith. So, look, when you live in a society where Christian assumptions can be taken for granted, you don't have to do a whole lot. It's kind of like if you live in a house, you don't really need to know the blueprints of the house, right? You just walk in the corridors, you sleep on the couch, you sit at the dining table. It's only when the house begins to shake that you say, oh, I better go to the attic. I better look at those blueprints. I better see what are the foundations in which help me to understand how this thing was put together in the first place. So Christianity now, for the first time, for a lot of people in our culture, is strange. It's something that they don't get. They've heard about it, but they haven't been raised in it, and they don't know why it makes sense. And so it becomes our job to be the instruments. It's God's job to convert them, but it's our job to be the vehicles for getting the knowledge of what Christianity is and what it means to us, how it makes our life better to them.
And we can't do that. We should do that individually, yes. But I guess what I'm also saying is, ultimately, it seems to me, if we are Christians in our own enclave, if we don't step out into the powerful institutions of our culture, now you might say, how do we do that? How do we actually have influence in our culture? I'm actually going to save that thought and come back to it in our discussion. But I want to just close by saying that all of us in this room are actually much more influential than we think. And this is true politically. It's also true in terms of our faith. Most of us in life use a tiny portion of our influence. And we do it partly because we're intimidated and we think that the people out there are so powerful that it's not going to really matter. Years ago, when I was in college, one of my professors told me the story of the lion tamer and the lion. So here's the lion on a pedestal, and here's the lion tamer, a little guy with a stick. And the lion tamer is twirling his stick, and the lion is obediently doing little tricks in response to the lion tamer. And the professor asks a very interesting question. Who is more powerful, the lion tamer or the lion? Well, the answer is clearly the lion. But then you have a mystery. If the lion is more powerful, why is the lion so obediently and sycophantically responding to the ridiculous machinations of the lion tamer? And the reason is that the lion doesn't know its own power. The lion thinks the lion tamer is more powerful. So that's our position in society. We think that these political leaders, or these people out there, or these powerful people on television, or these powerful people in the universities, they have the final say. But in reality, we live in a special type of society where even now, the power still is with us. One of the few people who know this, by the way, are the terrorists. Small groups of them know that they can create havoc. Even if they don't come from this society, just the fact that they apply concentrated power, they can drive large numbers of people into craziness. So if they can do that, think of what we, just us in this room, could accomplish if we set our minds to it, to have influence. We can accomplish a great deal. And so my message is that as Christians, it's time for us to step it up. To step it up in terms of our convictions, our worldview. Our country certainly needs it. In the end of the day, I'm more worried about America than I'm worried about Christianity. Because Christianity happens to be a story where, gee, we kind of know the ending. So even if we take some blows and some losses and we lose some battles, we will ultimately win the war in the end. By the way, there's no guarantee that that's true about America. There's no inevitability of an American future. There's no permanence guaranteed to an American dream.
Wow, this is so, so many things happen in what he's talking about. He's just, this is a very intelligent, gully man that talks specifically, systematically about what we need to do. We need to step it up. But understand this, that, you know, you think about when somebody says, I'm going to go hunting, but I have a rock. I'm going to go hunting, I got a gun. I mean, who's going to come out with more food?
That's right.
Well, a country like America, the good that's being done and that can be done on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sending out missionaries, funding good things that are going on, and partnering with Israel and defending Israel. And, you know, it's so much better than a rock, you know, and it's not guaranteed to be around. I mean, even in prophecy, people try to find America in prophecy. But what if? What if we decided as the church, think about this, what if we decided to do this? Let's make this nation the Lord's again. Let's go back and begin to reclaim the nation for God. Let's personally repent. We all have to personally get our own lives right, you know, and begin to first deal with ourselves, but then begin to help other people and be that light, to be a defender of the gospel. And one thing you need to do to be a defender of the gospel, you need to know the gospel. You know, so many people begin to talk about things and you're going like, you got to first find it. It doesn't say that, you know, and to get in the Word. One way we do that with the VFN Dream Center You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You see on your screen right there, and you go there and you see Hello Church, and you click on that and you'll see Emmaus Road Discipleship. Jesus walked down Emmaus Road after being resurrected, and they didn't even recognize him, his own disciples. It's called Emmaus Road. He was going to Emmaus. But guess what? Their eyes opened up, and they could see Jesus for who he really was. Their hearts began to burn inside of them, and everything was changed in their life. We want you to get your heart to begin to burn with truth and begin to walk down Emmaus Road. And we have that walk up Emmaus Road. We have that for you. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and get connected on Emmaus Road. We'll make some more stuff available to you on the vfnkb.com. But that's what Jesus literally said, go make disciples of the nation. So many people are getting these encounters, John.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, even for all of us who believe in revival and have been in revival and are praying for revival, I think the important question we got to ask for is revival for what?
Yeah.
I mean, we want the power of God, the presence of God.
The glory of God.
We want the glory of God. But we don't want it to be contained in a building. We want it, or just amongst the church. But we want to spread this fire all across the entire country, across all platforms of society.
All seven mountains.
To have the impact for the King and His kingdom.
And you think about this. Dinesh is saying very specifically, who is broadcasting this truth? Who's broadcasting this light other than just in the church mountain? You are and we are together.
Right.
That's what we're doing. Every nation on the face of the earth, because of you and others that are standing with us, we're literally talking to all the nations of the earth. Just having these kind of conversations, not like, just like, turn to your Bibles to, you know, which is great. That's very good. But we learned that to go do this, to be able to talk to you about what's happening in your country, what's happening in government, what's happening in business. And so how do you apply those things? Jesus was always in the marketplace. You look at Paul, you know, Paul was always in Mars Hill, in the marketplace, talking about...
Tent maker.
Yeah, a tent maker, and getting involved, and then sharing our faith. So many people share their faith. There's people, I've got to go, listen, we can't talk too much about that. But people are talking to the people who are already well.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, because he was hanging out with people who had not yet been saved, who were living in the world and hadn't been walking with God. And so he just said, hung out with them. And they were shocked. Religious people were like, why are you hanging around these sinners and these tax collectors?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, you know, I came, first of all, I desire mercy over sacrifice. Go study this, he said to them. Then he said, listen, I came for sinners. That's why I came. I came because I wanted to find a sinner and I wanted to forgive a sinner so they could be in relationship with me. That's how good our God is. We shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You see that on your screen. Go there, find out more. We got to go. Listen, comment below. Write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. We love to hear from you. It's time for us to broadcast to the world. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father God, I just bless our audience right now. I pray encouragement over them. Lord, we pray for people to rise up and to broadcast from every mountaintop your truth and your light. God, and we ask you right now that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.